I'm Pedro Martins, Research Fellow with the Growth, Poverty and Inequality Program at ODI. I'm here with Dina Ringold, a member of the core team of the 2013 World Development Report at the London launch of this year's World Development Report. Dina, what does the report say different that we have not heard before?
So thank you, Pedro. The report looks at jobs really in a different way from what we're used to thinking about in development. Instead of thinking about traditional labor demand and labor supply, we sort of take jobs and put it in a development framework and think about how jobs drive development. So jobs can really be transformational in the way they affect people's living standards, in the way they can catalyze productivity gains, and the way they can affect the ways in which societies function together. So jobs are not just an afterthought of growth, jobs really drive development.
Great. Looking into the future, what would your recommendations be for policymakers focusing on improving employment outcomes?
Well, jobs challenges are very country-specific, and one of the things we do in the report is look how jobs challenges really vary across different contexts, whether they be agrarian, urbanizing, countries with high youth bulges, aging countries. But one of the messages that's cross-cutting is that some of the policies that can have the biggest impact in job creation lie outside of what we think about as labor policies. So things like minimum wages and employment protection legislation, the sort of traditional policies within labor can be very important, but those policies that lift the constraints to job creation, whether they be urbanization policies that make cities function better, whether they be agricultural extension or land reform policies in agrarian environments that improve agricultural productivity, some of these policies that are outside of labor policies can be very important. So I think a message that comes out is both that jobs challenges are very contextual and the things that policymakers can do will vary, but that we really need to look outside of labor policies as well.
Great. Final question, what are the links between employment and social cohesion that you found in the report?
So one of the areas which I think is new for those of us working on the report was to think about how jobs affect the ways in which societies function. This is an area where there's not that much existing research, but we looked at some of the pathways through which jobs can affect how people behave and how people interact with each other. And we find that jobs can have an impact on the extent to which people trust each other, to the extent to which they're willing to participate in civil society. We looked at a study from Indonesia which looked over a 7-year period and found that people who became employed during that period also participated more in civil society organizations. While on the other side, people who went from employment into unemployment, who lost their jobs, started participating less. So there seems to be a connection between people's employment status and also the types of jobs that they have and how they interact with others in society.